Well, I've got some really exciting news. I'm sure if you've driven by Midsummer Common, you'll be aware of all this anyway, and that is the circus is in town. The Continental Circus Berlin is on Midsummer Common for most of this week through till Sunday. I'm joined on the line by the tour manager, David. David, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very excited that the circus is coming to town. I can imagine that the lockdown and everything has been horrendous for you. You must be excited to be back.
It's wonderful to be back. This is our second venue of our brand new tour, and it's beautiful to be here back in Cambridge on lovely Midsummer Common in the sunshine. It feels like we're home.
Excellent. So, I mean, to me, the circus was something I grew up in, grew up with, and I remember going to the circus when I was a young man. But then, you know, it's kind of back, isn't it? All this modern technology with CGI and everything is all very well for these kids, but there is a magic to the circus, isn't there?
Well, it is, and I suppose it goes back to that old classical line that it's a circus is for children of all ages, and it's so true, because it's one of the real true art forms where you can bring a 5-year-old, a 50-year-old, or a 95-year-old. It's cross generational. You know, there's something for everyone at the circus. It's whether it's the guys in the high wire, the guys in the Globe of Death on the motorbikes, it's the clown, you know, making the 3-year-old laugh. There's something for everyone at the circus, and that's what we try to do. You know, we're not reliant on technology. You're sitting in the seats, you're watching someone risk their life, you're watching someone make you laugh. It's simple, it's exciting. It's I suppose, particularly with the 12 months we've just had, isn't it great to just go out and experience some live entertainment?
Oh, isn't it, Justin? Especially if you get things like fire and flames going around. You can feel the warmth as it goes past you, can't you? That's the thing.
Absolutely. That's it. You're sitting in the seats and you're, you know, 10 metres away from somebody risking their life, you know, and you can feel the thrill and adrenaline of it, you know. You know, we have a fantastic high wire act. As I said, we've got a Globe of Death, which is like a big metal steel Kerry chocolate orange, and we've two motorbikes racing around there at the one time. It's thrilling, it's exciting, it's, as I said, it's live.
It's just crazy. You've got plenty of performances, I see. Do you want to just walk us through when you're on?
Yeah, we perform every day from Wednesday. So we've got 5 o'clock and 7:45 on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We've 3 shows on Saturday, 2, 5 and 7:45. And then Sunday is our final day. It is 11, 2 and 5. So plenty of performances. But bear in mind that, you know, usually we have a capacity of about 1,300. We're probably at about 450 now for social distancing reasons.
Right.
You know, so it's quite a small capacity. So if people are looking for tickets, you know, book in advance, you know, book online, book over the phone. There may be a few tickets available on the day, but we are encouraging people definitely to book in advance.
But it does sound like you're, I mean, again, with the fact that you're out in a field and all this, it sounds very COVID safe.
Well, this is something I want to get across to people. The tagline we're using is it's safer than your supermarket. and it's worth bearing in mind that, like, I'm an employee here, you know, I mean, I've my own personal safety to think about, and I feel so safe going to work every day. For the public, we've a one-way system throughout the Big Top. We've hand sanitizers everywhere. The Big Top itself is sanitized every morning and at the interval of every performance. We've monitors to monitor airflow and quality of air. And up in the roof of the Big Top, we've got these big fans which circulate air out of the Big Top. So it's a very, very safe environment. People arrive, they're brought into their seats. You know, it's a 1-meter-plus policy. You do need to wear a mask during the performance. Unless you're eating or drinking. So we do operate a 1-meter-plus policy. So you'll be in your own little bubble, maximum 6 people. And it's just a safe environment. And, you know, we did actually manage to tour for 10 weeks last summer, very, very successfully. We were one of the only events, really, that managed to tour last year. And thankfully, as of May 20, we were able to open again. So we've just finished in Norwich. And now we're here in Cambridge, and we're just so excited to welcome people back into live entertainment. We've all been locked up for too long. It's time to go out and enjoy life.
Absolutely, and I can't think of anything better than the circus, and the circus with the weather like this. It's just, I can imagine the flags flying over the top of the Big Top now. It must be amazing. It's a real spectacle to have you back in town.
It's beautiful. I mean, the Common here, you know, it's such a wonderful place, a wonderful venue. It's a wonderful space. In the middle of town, and it's just beautiful to see the tent up and see the colour of the Big Top and circus trucks in the box office. It's just amazing, and I think we're going to get wonderful support. There's already people this morning coming down buying tickets. just excited to get out. We're so happy to be here. If the weather could stay like this, it would be amazing. let's hope for a very positive week for everybody.
Fingers crossed. Right now, I mean, in so many of these touring shows, you see, David, you know, people sort of double up. People will do one thing, but they'll also do something else. So, as tour manager, do you also appear in the show at all? Are you one of the high wire acts or anything?
No, I'm very, very untalented. I'll be totally honest with you.
I had to ask.
I can't even juggle. We've got a wonderful juggler, actually. A fantastic juggler, a Russian juggler. She's here. Originally, she was ringing Brothers Barnum and Bailey for 3 or 4 years, so she's a top quality juggler, but I can't even do that.
Oh, forget this. You have to take lessons. David, it's been lovely to speak to you. It's lovely that the circus is back in town. Thank you for bringing it to Cambridge. It's just what we need, and thanks ever so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you very much. Cheers.